Noah Strawn from Endicott College Men's Hockey is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. Noah, thanks so much for taking a little time to join us today and talk about the team and what you guys have been able to accomplish so far this year. And again, welcome.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Well, Noah, first up, you know, you're from Massachusetts. We'll get to that and some of your hockey before coming to Endicott College. You guys have had some huge games this year. We'll talk about some of the games coming up this weekend, including Senior Day Saturday at 3 o'clock over at Endicott. And I also thought that you could share some information as just giving a little foreshadowing here on the team in case I know we have a lot of high school folks listening to our podcast and different things, among other things that we do. But and I think that they might like to get out and catch a game at the Bork Arena at some point. But Noah, first up, just give me a quick update on yourself, because I know you had some surgery in the fall and are you know, missed some action, missed a lot of action, actually. But now you're back and playing with the team.
Yeah, I missed the first half of my senior year with a lateral meniscus tear. I'm doing well, fully recovered. Thank you to all the boys that helped me get through surgery, so shout out to them. But I'm doing well. I scored in my first game back. I was very excited. I know my mom was crying in the stands. But, yeah, I'm just happy to be back in the locker room and skating with the guys.
Now, when you say the boys helped you with the surgery, I mean, they weren't really in the operating room, were they?
No, they just moral support. And anytime I was feeling down or thinking about quitting, they had my back and gave me positive thoughts.
Well, tell me just quickly, just to follow up on that, because here it is, your senior year at college. Tell me about the recovery and getting back onto this, because an October surgery, now playing, that's decent. That's a fast recovery, right?
Yeah, I was. The doctor told me it would be anywhere from 6 to 10 weeks. It was a slow process, but you know, I just one day at a time, just building strength back in my leg and my knee. It was very frustrating at times, but I just kind of like set a goal early on that I wanted to be back for the Connecticut College game, and I did everything in my power to be back for that game, and I'm very thankful that I accomplished that goal and got to score a goal in it.
Yeah, nice. Noah, now the big game for you guys this year was just recently the Curry College game, and I was reading the story. We have the story posted up on our website that you guys had, you just dropped in the rankings, but you're 3 or 4 in the rankings and so on. You know, maybe a quick note on that game and what it meant, and it was an overtime win.
I mean, going to the game, you know, it was a big one. Curry's obviously been doing very well coached, and we knew we had to play our best. And it was a great game, and everyone played well. I thought, even though it went to overtime, I thought we had our chances. And we finally capitalized late in the third. It was a great team win. I mean, obviously, Andrew Kuropov had a great, great goal. So did Jackson Starrett that weekend. Both of them did extremely well. And also Atticus and Ryan Wilson did unbelievable in net. So, but it was a great team win.
All right, so let you talk a bit about the team. So if somebody goes to watch Endicott, say this weekend, Saturday at 3, you've got the senior day, what players kind of stand out? You know the guys that, you know, you watch a game, you just watch a period or, you know, less than a period, and you know what players are really standing out on the ice, whether they be forwards, defensemen, or if a goaltender really gets tested. So give a few of the players a shout-out if you could.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, up and down our roster is phenomenal with players, but I would say our transfer from UMass Lowell, Jackson Starrett, has been a key asset for our team. He's been contributing with points, and he's blocking shots and playing extremely well. Andrew Kuropov, probably our most skilled forward, has been doing great. Zach Mazur, all guys that have been contributing with goals and points. In the net, I would say Atticus and Ryan have been great in net. They've been splitting time, and They've been doing extremely well. On the back end, you have senior defenseman Matt Giroux making simple, easy plays, getting the puck out, blocking shots, along with Cam Speck. And I would say, too, though, I would have to give a shout-out to Connor Ainsley, too. He's a fourth-line guy, but he knows his role. He works extremely hard. He bought into what we believe in here at Endicott, and it shows. He's a great penalty killer, and he works hard.
No, you bring up a good point. You know, when you're a successful college team, I was around college hockey for quite a while, you know, as a reporter, and I know that, you know, those fourth-line guys, you know, can make big impacts in the game at different times, doing little things, but sometimes big things. And as a fan, you love seeing sometimes those guys go out on the ice, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely. I mean, he's just like that whole line. I mean, there's been guys shuffling it out, but Connor's been on that line pretty much the majority of the year. And he's just he's such a team-first guy, and he knows what he brings to the table, and that's hard work, blocking shots and killing penalties, winning face-offs. Like, all those little things add up at the end of the day for us to win games.
You know, Noah, hockey can it's a long season, really, of the college sports. You guys start early, you know, you go long, I'm sure, and they're ups and downs. So give me where was the down this year for Endicott hockey? And then I guess maybe we already touched on it, but where has been the upside so far, or the up point, if you will?
This year we haven't had many downs, but I would say our second game of the year we lost 3-0 to Norwich. And I think we also had a lot of leaders out in that game, I would say. But I feel like when they got a lead on us early, we were maybe a little defeated and deflated. But I feel like now, like as we trend up and realize how special we are and we bought into what Coach Tolan is teaching us and believes in, I really feel like we've had like such a uprise throughout the year, being there for each other, like communicating, hanging out with each other, creating memories, all those little things that like would help on the ice. So like I just feel like our up was like probably right after that loss though too. Like, so it was a lot of ups this year for sure. Not many downs, but we're having so much fun and we're winning.
No, I get that. And by the way, for our listeners, you know, you were out and injured at that Norwich game, so you're not responsible for that loss, right, Noah?
I mean, it's a team thing.
I'm kidding you. I'm busting.
Yeah,
you. I know.
We had a few key guys out, but other than that, I feel like we're a better and stronger team now.
Noah, I got you. I'm trying to bust you up from playing the team's game here, if you will. A player speak, if you will, but you're not. Anyways, tell our listeners a bit about your high school, your younger years, because again, as I mentioned at the beginning, I imagine we have a bunch of high school players and athletes possibly listening to this. So, tell me about your younger years, if you will, your high school years and the hockey that you were playing, and what you were kind of looking at that time. You know, moving on past. Past 12th grade, if you will.
Yeah, so I was a senior in high school, and I played 1 year of high school hockey. It was probably one of the funnest years I've had playing with all my high school friends. I did extremely well individually. I had a lot of awards, I did very well, like, statistics-wise, and we lost in the state championship. The shoes very high. It was a lot of fun. But moving forward from there, I was tendered by the Connecticut Junior Rangers in the NCDC League. I played 2 years there under Coach Hankel and Vinny Montalbano. They grew me as a player, mostly as like a person. I became like a man those 2 years in juniors. And I had goals of playing Division I hockey. Obviously, that didn't come true, but I fell in love with the atmosphere here at Endicott College, and Coach Tolan really believed in me and he's such a great guy where I felt comfortable, where I could play my game and my style under his wing.
So in your years, you know, like when you were a sophomore, junior, those years at the high school level, you were also playing, you know, other hockey. I'm not sure what they call it, but, it, you know, like they had an AAU basketball. You were playing a lot of hockey, right, during those times?
Absolutely. It was the league USPHL. It was like U16, U18. I was playing for the Boston Junior Bruins. Great organization. I met a lot of great friends from all around the world there. There was kids from the Czech, Russia on my team. And it was really cool, like, meeting with everyone from different backgrounds and stuff and kind of seeing, like, what their culture's like, and it kind of grows you as a person too.
All right, so coming up Friday night, you got Western New England. So, what is the preview on this game coming up this week? The road game.
Yeah, it's a late one away, so we're just gonna stick to our game plan and have some fun and work hard. That's all we can do. That's all Coach asks from us. So, we're gonna have some fun for sure.
Yeah, you mentioned the transfer from U Lowell. Coach Tolan's from U Lowell, I believe, right? Years ago, I believe he was. Yeah,
sure. Correct.
Yeah. Now then on Saturday at 3 o'clock, it's Senior Day. So tell me about that. What happens on Senior Day? Being a senior and all.
Yeah, all the seniors go up and take pictures with their parents and siblings, and with Coach Tolan too. Kind of just like a little ceremony for us, like a little kind of farewell. We're playing Wentworth, so it'll be a fun game. It'll be a good game too. But other than that, it's kind of just like for all the parents to come to the games and support the seniors. I'm sure we'll go out after the game too, which will be fun with all the parents.
Absolutely. Now, academically, what are you studying? What are you majoring in at Endicott?
I am a business management major. My father back home owns a car detailing business that I will be taking over. It's hard work, but I really enjoy it, and I really enjoy working for my dad. We get along great, so I'm very thankful to have that opportunity.
I got it. Great. Okay, so you got it all set. You're all set here then. You know exactly what's ahead. Now, when you get out of school, and it's coming up, fast approaching, where will you continue to play hockey? Because you're not going to stop playing hockey.
No, I have dreams of hopefully playing pro. We'll see how my knee and my body holds up. But I would like to play a little pro if I have the opportunity overseas in Europe or something. That would be really cool. But, if something pops up in the United States for me to play pro here, I think it would be a great opportunity to try out and give my best effort.
All right, let me ask you this. I'm going to throw this out of the blue. If we have to edit this out, I'll do that. Don't worry about it, Noah. But you're a college student. You're on the North Shore. Where are the best subs on the North Shore? Where's the best place to get a sub if you need one when you're off the out of the cafeteria at Endicott?
I got two spots that are my favorites, and it's Super Sub in Beverly and Ellie's Pizza. They both chef up some good subs, I will say.
There you go. All right, Noah, anything else you want to share with us? It's been great talking with you, by the way, but anything else you want to share with us about Endicott hockey or anything else, any other dining reviews you have for us?
No, thank you for having me, but I just want to say I'm extremely thankful to be a part of this team and how well we've done and how much we've accomplished already and many more things to accomplish, but we're very focused here and we can't wait to win a national championship.
Well, best of luck. Great and much more success for you guys moving forward, and we'll be keeping an eye on you. So, Noah, thanks so much for doing this. We appreciate it. Nice meeting you, albeit over the phone here. But, again, thanks so much, and we'll be keeping an eye on how you guys do to wrap up the regular season and then on to the postseason.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Noah Strom with us from Endicott College Hockey here on MSONewsSports.com.